Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Join us tonight for another hour of light dinner-style discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can join us by going online to the chat area. We would love to hear from you. So let's get started tonight and introduce our diners for this evening's cafe. Robin, would you like to do the honors?
Well, thank you, Miss Gloria. Yes, I would totally like to do that. First and foremost, we want to go ahead and introduce our lady who is our switchboard hostess with the mostest. Miss Kathy, will you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Kathy Elliott, and tonight I bring you gifts of happiness, joy, and laughter.
Okay.
Having fun here.
Yes, fun. We're having fun. Okay.
We like having fun.
Okay. And Mr. Jamie, will you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm a friend of Robin's last century. And I'm still her friend. High school. We will say I'm a psychic. I apply tattoos to people. I've been up here in Seattle for the last 14 years. And I'm glad to be part of this table here, and I'm hungry.
We are so glad to have you a part of our table. Jamie is our information guy, and we're always coming to him for the current stuff. Jamie loves to keep up on current events and be one of the guys who checks on the news media and what's happening with that and how they're covering different stuff. So we really value his input, and a lot of us are like, I don't want to look at the news.
You know what? That's the right. If you don't want to look at the news, you don't have to. You know,
right.
It's kind of hard not to go.
We have you.
Ah. Well, I got lost there.
Yeah, exactly. Miss Gloria, would you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm Gloria, and I'm here for the evening to add to all of your conversation with sarcasm, wit, and style.
And Gloria's got all kinds of really wonderful meditation programs and things like that are available. So if any of you guys are interested on that, go ahead and give us a call, and we can go ahead and let you know what's going on with that for information. And I'm Robin Misevich. I have a flower shop in Riverside, California called Flowers for You. And I'm also a spiritual teacher. I teach a lot about flower wisdom and the flower code. And that's a messaging that has to do with letting everybody know on connecting with nature and what that looks like for everything else. So let's go ahead and get started. We were thinking, Kathy and I are sitting together tonight, and whenever we do that, things can get a little crazy, just for the fact that two of us are having a little synergy happening here, which is always really fun for us. We winded up going to this place over by her house in Cerritos, California, called the Guppy House. And we were going there thinking it was this nice Asian fusion kind of a restaurant. We went there.
What was it called again?
It was called the Guppy House.
The Guppy House, okay.
The Guppy House. And they have a lot of kind of Vietnamese-influenced foods and things like that that they do, also Asian. And one of the things that they have is shaved ice. And so we were looking at the menu, and they wound up having this, their special, and it was a small strawberry, strawberry shaved ice. And when it came to the table, it looked like the world's largest snow cone. I'm telling you what, it was a huge salad bowl. Imagine a huge salad bowl that's just piled with shaved ice, and it has covered with strawberries. And then they have this really yummy vanilla cream kind of a sauce that they drizzled all over the shaved ice with these strawberries. The two of us looked at each other like, okay.
Dessert for six.
It was dessert for
refreshing.
Six. Probably at least eight people could have had a substantial portion, I think, of that.
There's a quart of strawberries in there.
There was a quart of strawberries, and then this is the combination meal that we got. Okay, so we had this huge bowl of shaved ice with strawberries in it, and the sauce. And then it came with this thing called a butter coconut toast. And this thing looked like half a loaf of bread that was, it had a buttery a coconut they had put on top of it, and then they just quickly browned it and then drizzled it with this really yummy kind of caramely sauce. And then we had popcorn chicken that was on the spicy side. So we just were looking at each other going, this is a meal? Okay, this is just, the combination was just really kind of bizarre and strange. We kept looking at each other going, okay, this is our dinner, okay.
Okay, this small strawberry shaved ice, what did I say? It was 11 inches in diameter and 11 inches high.
Wow.
And it was funny, too, because everyone around us, once they saw we had it, they ordered it, too. And that's their small one. Their large one is like $25. And we're just wondering, we must be this huge punch bowl or something. I don't know how they would do this thing, but it was just kind of like, and you know, if you don't tell people at the time and you like walk in and order it, just to see somebody's face when it comes to the table is going to be
my God.
Just a hoot, I'll tell you. So I thought it would be really wonderful to invite Jamie and Gloria to just, if you guys have a wonderful story about, you know, did you ever order something, just say, hey, let's just get that because that sounds like it'd be pretty yummy, or kind of be a little on the risk-taking side, just trying something different you normally don't do, and see what kind of happens with that. If you guys had anything you wanted to share, I feel it kind of surprised you when it came to the table like we had tonight.
Not particularly. I have to think about that.
Okay. How about you, Gloria?
Well, I can say that I have never been, to my memory, surprised about eating anything that's come to the table.
Wow.
But I've had wonderful experiences. When my very first favorite dining experience, I was still living at home with my parents. And we went up to Michigan. I grew up in Illinois, and we went up to Michigan, and we went to a restaurant called Winshuler's.
Okay.
This is a restaurant that is old school. They still serve 7 courses.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow, we want to go there, huh? Okay, and what was the meal like?
It was fantastic. It was like one course after another, and each dish was so good. My favorite, and I know that this sounds really strange, but my favorite thing, they have these they're probably 6 inches in diameter and maybe about 6 inches tall. You know those little crockery pots with the metal closures that you clamp down like a clip?
Uh-huh.
And they have the best cheese in that crock.
Oh,
we are talking spread it on anything you want to eat. And then the dessert at the end was just the icing on the cake, literally. It was just so good.
Was it wine? Was it like with cheese and wine together, or was it just wonderful cheese sauce?
Well, you have to remember I was still under drinking age.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes fondue.
They did have wine.
Yeah, okay. So they put the pot, you know, pork. The port with the cheese, I think. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, and one of my favorite places for dessert was over in Hawaii at the Waikoloa Hilton. One of their restaurants served a tiramisu that they had drizzled with caramel and then hot chocolate fudge sauce.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And have that with a glass of... oh, man, I always forget the name of this one. That's a food. Where you have this brandy snifter with the anise flavored liqueur.
Uh-huh.
You can heat it up and stick coffee beans in it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that sounds yummy and unique, yeah.
Huh. I'll get the name for you. It's very good.
Oh, it just sounds like we need to go on a road trip with Gloria.
Yeah, I think so.
Once we floor you with our world's largest slushie, okay? our world's largest snow cone. You know, there we go with that. So, well, that was great. Thanks, Lori. Hey, how about you, Jamie? Did you think of something? Did we lose Jamie? Jamie? Oh, he's not on. Huh. We lost him. Jamie.
We're checking on Jamie here. We're checking on the switchboard here, guys. So anyway, we're checking on him. Looks like something happened with the connection. But yeah, it's just some real fun stuff that's happening with the food tonight. So we thought we would just definitely we needed a call. What did I do? Anyway. Okay. So we were looking at all the different things that were happening with the planet, and
We lost him.
Hopefully he'll call back. Okay. Sorry, Jamie. There's been all kinds of yesterday evening over here in Southern California. Actually, it was east of San Diego at Ocala. There was a 5.7 earthquake, and that was
we felt it in San Diego.
Yeah, well, actually, it was closer to you guys because they saying it was 85 miles east of San Diego. There he is. Jamie's back.
Yeah, we were almost rocking and rolling.
So that's my problem. I can't. I got a baby this phone, so I'm on a little phone. I hope it's up to my ear.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're back.
Can you hear me though?
We can hear you great. Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about Ocala, the 5.7 earthquake that happened just east of San
Last
Diego.
Night, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was at Eastside Mario's. And they have long, you know, lights on, long cords over each table, one light over each table. And we started, my friends started to feel nauseated. We were wiggling just a little bit. But when we looked up, all the lights were just slightly wiggling. That's how we could tell. You could hardly tell, but you could just feel a little bit. Gloria, how long did it last?
Well, down here it lasted for probably 40 to 45 seconds, I think.
That's pretty long. Yeah, that's
kept
pretty
going.
Long.
And some of the people in the restaurant didn't notice it, but the little ones did. The little kids were noticing more than the adults, which was very interesting. Yeah. So, Jamie, do you have any info on that you wanted to share?
The same area, the Easter Sunday quake that happened a few months ago, I think, 5.7, and they even noticed it on a baseball game that was being televised. They it happened while they were playing, so that was kind of interesting.
The Padres? But,
yes, exactly.
Oh, the Padres, okay.
Right. They had the announcers were mentioning that, oh, we must be having an earthquake. Ooh. But they kind of delayed the game and then they kept going, so.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people are saying nothing's going to help the Padres this year. Chris, that's me talking, so I don't know. Gloria might have a different opinion about that.
And I guess you would consider it an aftershock of the Easter Sunday or around there, that quake, that was 7.5, yeah.
At least it was not a groundbreaking experience.
Right, exactly. But we know we all have to remember that, you know, that's actually really good that we're having these smaller quakes. And just like we were, you know, talking about before when we were having so much activity, it's just this gentle adjustments that are happening with the planet. So it's just very, very good, you know, to have that all happening. So we're very, 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 very blessed, and we're thanking, you know, the energy to be dispersing like that. So I think that's just really a cool thing. Did you have any information on Oklahoma, Jamie?
Nothing other than, you know, I guess they're still cleaning up. Other than that, I guess when it really, Oklahoma, there was a bunch of rain yesterday, too, that was flooding.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Arkansas, where they had a campground that got flooded at night, and a bunch of people got swept away. I think they said about 20 people died. With the torrential rain, like, you know, they get like inches and hours, so that makes it a hazard, you know, a hazard for flash flooding. As well in Oklahoma, I guess they've been having some crazy storms, so there's lots of rain being there too. Any other stuff would be, I haven't heard very much from Eyjafjallajökull, our little buddy in Iceland there, the volcano. Generally, you would hear E15. Yeah. We would hear about airline cancellations or delays more than just any reporting on ash. I haven't seeked that out. Of course, it hasn't been in the news. And with the Gulf, we're going on day 57, so that's I think the president even had a little talk on TV about that.
Yeah.
I wonder how the rain is in Oklahoma is going to affect the spill that's going on down in the bay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
although it was enough for them to kind of rescue people in their cars that get caught in the water or just being caught in the water.
Yeah. One thing I noticed in all the different coverage that was happening between the earthquake and then Oklahoma with the flooding and even with Arkansas and things like that, majority of people are looking at it from a perspective that it could be a lot worse. That people are really trying to take a new perspective on it and having it be where they can go ahead and be looking at it from a different place. So that's very cool. So,
I hate to be a caller
with a prefix of 305.
Hey, hi. Was just listening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fine. I just tuned in or called in to listen because I'm offline.
Okay.
And so far off, I've heard is about Oklahoma and how it affects the oil spill. But I read that the name of the show is a Transformation Cafe, and I'm definitely going through a transformation, so I think I fit in.
Well, yes, you do. You totally fit in. Welcome, Unique. You'd like to put on to join with our table, and we're glad you decided to check in it. Yeah, one of our goals on the show is to really look at all the current events and what's happening and really seek to come from a very positive spiritual perspective on them as much as possible. So we're always looking at what's going on with the planet and then just all the different kinds of things that are happening, not just on a weekly basis with everything. So we welcome you for checking us out. Thank you for wanting to come on and listen. So anything you'd like to comment, great, and we can go ahead and mute you if you'd like to. So what would you like?
I'm going to listen, and then if I have a comment, I'll press 1.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Okay, girl.
Thanks for having the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you, and again, thank you for calling in on it. So we were checking in with all the different things happening with the different things happening on the planet. Anything else you want to update with that on, Jamie?
No, not really. I mean, other than just the Gulf thing, which is kind of beyond all they're doing now is kind of figuring out who's to blame the most, I guess, other than our reliance on oil. Kind of we're all to blame for that, but,
yeah.
What can you do? They haven't really developed an alternative. Also, I did... notice that this is a little thing aside that now they've found in Afghanistan untold riches in lithium for like minerals and such. So they're trying to get them to kind of develop that. I don't know for what that's worth, but and I hate to be the little sayer of naysay as far as doom and gloom, but I do watch the news. I know people that don't. They don't care to or such. So I know that's what I've always done. So I try to keep up on things. Hopefully it helps in a different perspective.
Yeah.
Well, can I add?
Sure.
I really appreciate the people who are up to watching the news. The energy level is just too much for me at the moment. And hearing the headlines, I get online and I look at different news pieces and I do read the headlines, but the people and the energies that come with it, it's just too much for me, and I really applaud you for being able to hold that space.
Yeah,
And then you get like, you're looking at TV and they're reporting the oil thing, and then they'll show the animals or some birds, and it's like, okay, I've gotten a little bit upset about that, but then that's kind of, I guess, the purpose of showing that. Other than that, no, I'm doing okay.
Good, good. Like, I really, I want to really stand up and kind of a message to what Gloria was really saying on that. You know, people out there looking and seeing what's happening with everything. And, you know, more than anything is, we talked about a little bit last week, too, about how it's important that we really send a lot of love and looking at the golf situation and having it being resolved as possible and the support we can give to all the different levels of life that are happening with what's going on there. Carolyn, how is our...
wasabi and all that kind of thing, you know. Maybe wasabi. I don't know. I know this kid told a story about he tricked his brother into thinking the wasabi was guacamole and had him take a giant scoopful and eat it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's one thing. Woo, wasabi. Woo, okay, there you go.
Or the other time I broke up some jalapenos with my fingers and put them in a soup. And then didn't think about, and I rubbed my, like, around my eyebrow, kind of. And the next thing you know, you got this in your eye. You got a little oil in your eye, so your eye's kind of burning. And then you can't open it because it's too hot. You can't put water on it. I don't know. That was a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a challenge. We have somebody in the email room that was asking about our book called Transformation Cafe. And the Transformation Cafe book, you actually can go to transformation-cafe.com. There's actually a picture of that online, and it can give you an opportunity to be able to take a look at it. He was asking if we could kind of go into one of the shorter essays. And unfortunately, no, not really, because a lot of these are actually, I think the shortest one's about 6 pages. So with it being online like that, but we can go ahead and make sure that you list your name and phone number, and we'd be totally loving to talk to you after the show about that and make it time to be able to do that. And she's also sharing that she loves snow cones, especially grape flavor. Okay, cool. Oh,
you would have loved this one.
Oh, my God. You just wouldn't believe how big that one was.
It was a snow mountain?
It was a snow mountain. Yes, it was a snow mountain. We could get our board out and our snowboard out and go for it. There you go. It was so
and in your trips to Hawaii, have you had not shaved ice there?
Oh, my gosh. We did have shaved ice. We went to Kauai.
Right.
When actually, Kathy and I met each other in January of this year in Kauai. And one of our days when we snuck away from a spiritual expo they were having over there, we went over to another shopping area that had a just really wonderful. It was, the real high-quality vanilla ice cream, and then we had the snow cone, and we had mango on top, I think, fresh mango.
Mm.
Yeah,
good. That's like their tradition over there, that shaved ice, right?
Yeah, it was really good. We didn't do the sweet beans because that was just wasted sweet, but Oh, my goodness, it was very, very fun. Oh, you're really enjoying that. But
so are strawberries in season and fruit are starting to be in season there?
The what?
Are strawberries and fruit in season now there?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. They go
right.
in season on Easter. Yeah. We actually have a lot of fruit in California that they'll actually do a winter crop.
Oh.
So we don't lose too much when it comes to stuff like that. Yeah.
Because I'm starting to see, like, cherries and stuff like that out.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one thing that's nice about California. We really don't lose too much of produce.
So what about the little nectarines?
Yeah, the nectarines are going. The peaches are just really starting to show up in the market, so that's exciting, too. So what's a good dessert over at the Guppy House? We should start talking about dessert. He's like, are you kidding? I'm still trying to work on that.
There's
the shaved ice thing.
Brick toast.
We've got the burnt toast. Brick toast. That was that brick toast that Kathy and I tried. It was like, imagine if large piece of loaf bread, and then they have coconut mixed with butter, and they spread that on top of this bread, and then they lightly brown it, and then they drizzle it with chocolate.
Yeah.
I know, and that,
my stomach just growled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fresh fruit cup. And they do a lot of fresh fruit cups and stuff there with really some meat. Like, they did, like, a kiwi with a mango. And that sounded, like, really, really nice.
And you know what? They have pork-filled dumplings.
Pork-filled dumplings for dessert?
No, but I just thought I'd tell Jamie.
Yeah,
yummy.
We're going to have to take him to a Guppy House.
You need a little soy sauce and some sweet or hot sauce on that, too. That would be good.
Oh, yeah. You can even get Oreos and milk. Yeah, Oreos and milk is on the menu.
Here's that. Super shaved ice, large mixed fruit shaved ice with 3 scoops of
ice cream for $25.99. It's got to be, it must be a punch bowl.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be a punch bowl that's got all this stuff in it with these scoops of ice cream. But, boy, how yummy. And it's
kind of reminds me when you went to Farrell's, the ice cream place, and you they'd have a trough or something, and they'd come marching out with it, and they had the bells and whistles go off.
And then they ran it around the
right, room. And everybody was staring at you. They've made a pig of themselves, or something like that.
Yeah, or they had the one they call the zoo. They put it on a gurney, and then they have the ambulance sounds go around.
Right.
So we have a smoothie.
They also have a smoothie. We've got
orange,
like
teaser
and an orange teaser. Ooh, okay, there you go. Teaser new papaya milk juice.
Ooh,
yeah. You really have really. And the one thing I liked about this restaurant, too, is they had some really interesting tea combinations. You know, they had, like, rose and coconut salt and stuff like that. Very interesting things that they had kind of going on. So, anyway, I just wanted to kind of let you guys know about that restaurant. Because we were just looking at each other going, this is dinner? I don't know. Is this dinner?
Yeah, because it was a special. It was on the special
It was
the
a
night.
Special dinner for the night. We're like, oh, yeah, let's try that. We both, yeah, I talked her into it before we really talked about it. I said, let's just have that. She goes, okay. And then we looked at each other like, oh, my God, what did we get?
We should have talked to the waitress first.
We should have talked to the waitress first. Yeah, exactly. We have some exciting news. Kathy, last show, she had bought this wand, healing wand, and she was ready to sell it for $100. And we sold it for $100. She was so excited. And one
Yay!
Gloria was so thrilled to get it. So, Gloria, you want to tell us how you're happy with your wand?
I adore my wand. I am so excited to have my wand. I have so many uses for my wand.
Does it dust? Does it take the dust away?
I am going to be using this particular wand in the next couple of days. And I have to apologize now. I've been putting you on mute. The military Air Force base nearby has decided to run evening flights, and I'm in the direct flight path, so I have been putting you on mute, but while I'm talking occasionally, if you hear the airplanes, I apologize in advance.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm
it'll
just,
be fine.
I have been...
It'll be fine, just take your time. Isn't it great? When you don't worry, you won't be late.
I had the experience of the wand almost a month ago, utilizing it for my eyesight, and I am just so happy to have access to it again.
Yeah.
Here they come. I'm going to mute you out. Or mute me out.
We wanted to honor the fact we've got a Father's Day coming up on Sunday, so we wanted to make that part of our evening tonight. And I was really wanting to just encourage all the diners, if they have any wonderful, fun stories about their dads, if anybody wants to, you know, share about something that was really wonderful for their dad. So, hey, Jamie, do you have any great stories about your dad that you want to share for Father's Day?
Oh, well, you know, he passed in 92. And he had a pretty full life. He worked a lot, and he was quite a thinker, and he was into history. Other than, I think he, some of my fondest memories, because he liked to, like, scare you, like if you were watching a scary program, and he'd do the, ooh, you know, like, pick up or grab you or something, and then he would just laugh like crazy. So I knew that he really enjoyed, for some reason, you know. And me being the baby brother, I think I got the brunt of all that from everybody, but my dad especially. But you know, it's all in good fun. So.
Well, that's cool. I remember with my dad. My dad was a kind of a practical joker too. One time I remember he was working around the house, and he had one of those smaller torches, like a blowtorch, that he was using to welding and stuff like that. And then, you know, I turned to look at him, and he was using it to light a cigarette. I was like, Dad, here we go. And of course, he paused because everybody had to go get a picture. So, you know, because thinking of, you know, lighting a cigarette. Jamie actually knew my dad pretty well when I was in high school with him. So we had a few really wonderful times together with my dad being the typical father protecting his daughter. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's good.
He was, you know.
Yeah, my dad wasn't great at that either.
Yeah. We had one incident where Jamie and I were driving to Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah, in the snow, right?
No, it was snowing, and my family was following us, and we wound up hitting a patch of black ice on the car.
Oh, my.
And, boy, my dad couldn't get out of the other vehicles fast enough.
Well, you know, come to think of it, we're lucky we slid the way we did and not, like, off of into a ravine or tumbled or anything like that, you know. I mean, we were still in one piece.
Hit a woo, like a 360, and just wound up going into the snow. Yeah, it really was a fortunate thing. Well,
we actually did hit a sign, though, if you remember, too. Or I did.
Yeah, exactly. So, Gloria, are you back with us? Gloria?
Yes, I am. It takes me a minute to hit the mute button.
Do you have any fun stories about your dad?
Well, he used to let us win races, which was annoying to me. But he did things like taking us in the red wagon, you know. I mean, just the stuff. Oh, I know. He taught me about driving a stick-shift car.
Okay.
Yeah. That was really great. We went to a mall in the middle of the night after all of the cars were gone.
Uh-huh.
And we went into the parking lot, and this was this old beat-up work truck that we had. One of those really old Fords.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to learn how to do a gear shift on an old vehicle that I didn't need to worry about bothering or hitting anything in this huge, great big parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And that was a tradition I passed on so that my son now knows how to drive a stick shift, too.
In the middle of the night.
It was. It really, it was. It was in the middle of the night because there were no cars. That's right.
Still have the truck?
We actually sold the truck before my son was born, so the one he learned on was my current one.
Okay.
Oh, my yellow bee.
Yeah, your bee. Yeah.
But it is a Ford truck, so you know, same brand.
There you go. Just a little newer. How about you, Kath? Do you have any fun stories about your dad?
He was like a silent, supportive type that loved to socialize.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't that silent.
No, he wasn't that silent.
He had and he told those silly jokes.
Uh-huh.
It was absolutely, and he had a reputation for calling everybody in town at a certain time every week,
mm-hmm.
and tell them that stupid joke. He was a good old guy. Like, so at his funeral, that's what people would come up to me and go, Charlie called me every Tuesday at 10 o'clock and told me his joke, and then somebody else would walk up and say, Charlie called me every Tuesday at 1 o'clock and told his joke.
Well, that's kind of good. It's like, well, what did my dad do on Tuesday? I call people and tell them jokes.
Well, my mom's
know.
Phone bill went down $50 after he passed away, $50 a month.
Wow.
He was
a great guy.
Yeah.
Great, fun,
great social guy.
Yeah.
So we want to just really acknowledge all the dads out there and thanking them for all their love and support for just helping us all be who we need to be in the world. So that's just a wonderful thing. So just love and prayers and blessings for that, and that, you know, they really get, especially at least one day a year where they just totally know it's all about them and that they're appreciated. So I just want to really kind of put that out for the dads.
I'm going to put something out for my son.
Okay, go ahead.
My son always calls his two uncles every Father's Day and wishes them happy Father's Day.
That's very nice.
And it's one on each side.
Cool.
Got one uncle on each side, and he always remembers them. It's so nice. He's 22. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something we don't really talk about either, about having, you know, uncles and just other men in our kids' lives that really make a difference.
Because, mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a biological issue of, you know, being the father. There's lots of ways that we all father one another and, you know, and have that's the love and support.
Yeah.
That's that tough love sometimes that dads can do. So thank you. And, you know, that's maybe encouraging everybody out there, too, to go ahead and, you know, be calling those other men in your life that have made a significance for you or for your family. And just letting them know that, you know, you really are grateful for them. That's always a wonderful thing.
And Robin, how are you honoring your children's father this year?
How am I honoring my children's father? I bought him a bag of socks.
Oh, woohoo!
See, that's how I honored my son for Christmas.
Well, I know. You know, there's something, you know, and I guess that comes from me, but I mean, that's like, it's always nice to get new socks.
Yeah.
New socks.
Very practical.
Yeah, it's very practical, and it's a nice gift that just keeps on giving. Uh-huh.
They have the nice little socks on. And I usually try to get the dressy socks, you know, stuff that he wouldn't necessarily get for himself.
Ah, he buys all
like
one sock.
And on, I asked him, I said, hey, what do you want this year? And he's just like, well, I want some new pajamas, and I want a new dress shirt. So there you go. He was being very practical.
Yeah, very practical.
So, you know, he's like, you just kind of want to. I heard one of the weather newscasters, they were talking about Father's Day, and he says, all I want is them to make me some kind of a great meal. Give me the remote and everybody leave.
I said that for Mother's Day once.
Everybody take off. Peace and quiet. Yeah, peace and quiet is, you know, most guys are like,
harmony, harmony, harmony is a balance in me.
Harmony.
Feeling good, feeling free. Harmony is a balance in me.
Free harmony.
That's right. There you go. So I'm harmonizing because I have my new socks on and I'm feeling good.
Right.
And I got a great meal and I can watch what I want to watch. So life is good. There you go.
Well, you know, I'd like to add, if I may, that the fathers that are the role model, you know, the fathers that care, the men who step into the lives of the children, whether they be male or female children, is so important for the balance of who those children will become, because there has to be, you know, you talk about the yin and the yang, and there's the give, the ebb, the flow. You have to have the give and the take. You have to have that balance. And that teeter-totter of balance in life is so important for the child's development of both aspects of their soul and their ego or their id, knowing that, you know, as a girl, to know that you can have those masculine quantities and be able to make them softer, but yet still have that substance and that foundation to stand upon. And for the male children to know that within that foundation that they can strengthen the lives of other people by being strong in who they are, it's so very important for the children of this age.
Oh, yeah. You know, that it's so nice to see. I think, you know, it's just with each generation there's more of I'm giving to my kids what I didn't get myself, you know. So I was seeing everybody really just, you know, younger men, you know, younger fathers really, you know, being in just a different place where they can apply themselves on a different level than maybe their fathers or grandfathers were able to engage with the kids. So, I mean, you know, we go back a couple of generations and it was like, you know, a child is seen, not heard, you know, how that goes. And nowadays it's, you know, their opinion and how they feel about something is taken into consideration. You know, it isn't necessarily like, yeah, you're right, but, you know, we're going to take that into consideration in a loving way. And, you know, just sitting down and playing with your kids, things like that, that, you know, a lot of other generations wouldn't have done that for a sense of just work ethic and things like that that was going on at that time. So there's just the priorities of the planet are shifting, and that's exciting to see that.
Yowza.
Yowza. It's like my with Jamie, my daughter moved up to Portland, and I've asked him to kind of be just kind of support for her, you know. So she's a little closer, and it gives my my heart at ease knowing that, you know, she's got an Uncle Jamie. It makes me feel good. There you go.
I've never met her though, have I?
You haven't met her yet, but that's okay.
Well, let me know if you come knocking on her door.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm planning a trip up there probably sometime this summer, so we'll be getting everybody together, so everybody knows what's going on and all that stuff. So that's all good. So another thing.
Please bring some good weather up here. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring it with me. Okay.
Right.
So one thing I wanted to talk about tonight, too, is the power of looking for our good and looking for the things in our life that, you know, I was going through some stuff this week, and I heard a really great exercise that was making a list of everybody's best qualities, you know, making, you know, what's the good things that I see in people that I notice. And the more that you see those things, everything else will fall away. So I just really wanted to encourage everybody to kind of think about that. Maybe think of the last few minutes before you go to sleep, you know, take a notebook out and make a list of, you know, the things that you're grateful for, writing down the different ideas, the things that you love about each person that's in your life. And it doesn't have to take a long time, because once you get used to doing it, it doesn't take very long.
Make sure to add yourself in that mix.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Gloria. Yeah.
I'm doing that tonight. I remember to do that.
Five things that I love about myself.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, that's a very cool thing.
The fireworks at Disneyland.
Oh, the fireworks at Disneyland are going off. That's what happens when you live close to Disneyland.
Yeah, I can hear it.
We're hearing a little pop, 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 pop. There we go. No, this is just like the fireworks at Disneyland go off when you start admiring and
yourself,
your fireworks within start taking off. So that's a really cool thing. But it's just like the power of attraction, you know, like attracts like, and the more that I see the good things, the actually good things are actually appearing for me. So just really wanted to encourage everybody for that. It's just a wonderful little
invite everyone to do that?
Yeah, I definitely do. Let's do some homework on that and have everybody. Kathy's like, no homework. Invitation only.
Oh, I invite everyone.
There you go. Invite everyone to have homework.
Homework.
Like you ought to do some homework. Okay. Everybody, that you ought to have some homework. And that works for everybody. I'd love to get some feedback on that. So, speaking of feedback, we had some stuff from last week where we're going to be checking out. So, we were all over the place last week. We were talking about people passing away and all that kinds of good stuff. So, Jamie, did you have any leftovers from last week that you wanted to bring back up and talk about?
Not really, I guess. I mean, I'll have to refresh my memory again, because that was last week.
Well, we were talking about the golf situation, but we also were talking about
different things that really could make a difference in our lives, and having it with you, I winded up kind of a side thing that was really kind of funny with, well, it wasn't funny, but the fact that I'm a florist and how everybody looks at, you know, people who pass a little bit different. So any kind of
right.
or having the interest on that kind of a thing. So
I'm going to have the waitress bring by some flower tea in honor of Robin.
Aww.
It has a mixture of lavender, lemongrass, and sun-dried rose and honey.
Ooh, does that sound good?
That
yeah,
does sound good.
Yeah, I love having a tea that actually has roses in it. You know, if you go up to Portland, they have just one of them. They have a rose garden there. It's actually like the mother plant for a lot of other cross growing and things like that. They do for creating a lot of the different rose bushes and stuff.
Well, the rose garden in Portland is the National Test Garden.
The National Test Garden, thank you, Ms. Gloria.
Wow.
Yeah, and
it is the Rose City. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. I used to live up in Portland, and it is the most wonderful rose garden. They have black roses there that are growing, and they have got a rhododendron garden that is just west of, or just east of the city. And the zoo up near the rose garden, they have peacocks that run wild, and they have trains that run through. It's just a fantastic place up near. Oh, and the tea house. They have a Japanese tea house. Okay, I'm done.
You're done?
What?
Okay.
Oh, am I done? Oh, okay. Yeah, the tea house is very, very cool. And actually, one thing I like about the tea garden, the Japanese garden that they have there, is they have these really beautiful reflection ponds there that they have these docks that they have along with it, that it, when you go walking out there with the reeds are growing, it looks like you're walking on water.
Wow.
It's very cool. Very cool.
That's the place where I first saw koi fish in the wild, if you will.
Oh, my God. I was wonderful that. So, you know, there's just so much beauty in the world, and we get caught up in what the media talks about and how we really kind of, well, not even kind of, we get ourselves disconnected from Mother Earth and just all the wonderful things that are around us. We really just want to encourage everybody to go out and spend some time out in nature and just, you know.
When I'm connected, I'm awesome, super special and pure, fabulous, terrific, and so much more. I bring joy straight to your door.
Hey. Yep, we have to be awesome, super, specially connected. Is that what that says? Very, very cool. We're getting down to our last, like, 10 minutes or so. I wanted to go ahead and give our an after-dinner inspirational mint. And this one is from Richard DeVos. And Rich says, the only things that stand between a person and what they want in life is the will to try it and the faith to believe it's possible. So there you go. So, you know, the belief that the world's largest snow cone can actually exist and
on our dinner table
and is out in the world. I can attest to that. I believe it's possible, and I saw it with my own eyes. So there you go.
Perhaps you should take a photo next time and share it with all of us then.
I take a picture.
We almost.
We were
so busy eating it that we
couldn't. Well, it was made out of shaved ice. I mean, we didn't have a lot of time to sit there and admire it. It was melting. Yeah, it was pretty darn amazing with all that. So, yeah, we want to really just thank Rich for his wonderful quote about faith to believe it's possible. I mean, think of many, many things that people put out into the world on a level when, you know, everybody else would just say, not so much, and think of what's been created in the name of just this invention and being a little off from what everybody else. That's actually one thing I've always admired about Jamie. His creativity and his art and the way that he expresses himself has always been just a little bit on the cutting edge. And so I always really appreciated that about him.
No, ooh,
really,
on the cutting edge. Ooh.
Yeah, like cutting edge. Mr. Tattoo.
Wow.
Tattoo, he's on the cutting edge. There
well,
we
you know, when I started. Well, I didn't really think I'd be doing tattoos when I got an art degree, but it's so popular now. It's amazing. Although,
yeah.
it's still a luxury, and it's not a necessity. So what can I say? You kind of go, you do the best you can, and that's all anybody can expect, you know. And there are a lot of people doing it now, and that's one thing at least I have on my side is they're always making people and people with bad tattoos and people wanting them. So, I've been very blessed and I've been very lucky, that's all.
Yeah, you're applying that psychic armor.
Right.
Now, where did you come up with the concept of psychic armor?
Oh, I've thought about it for quite a while, and I hadn't really wrote anything down or anything. I just, I know that some people really get a lot out of their tattoos, and other people are just, it's a tattoo, or they got it because their friend told them to. I don't know. It's not, mine not the reason why, but I try to do, it's a very interesting business, that's for sure.
Well, Kathy, I'm inviting you to get a tattoo.
Thank you.
She's looking at me like when donkeys fly, okay.
Oh, well, to each his own. No peer pressure here.
Well, my daughter has been, the one that lives up in Portland now, she keeps saying, hey, Mom, when are you going to get your tattoo? Because, you know, Jamie can do a good job for you. So there you go.
What is the tattoo going to get?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never really thought about it before. She thinks I should do an owl on my shoulder.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So, woo-hoo! Our little hoots owl that Kathy and I have. We have a consultation business where we basically do consulting and help people to, you know, help to shift their businesses. And it's called Hoots. So it's honing opportunities and objectives for success. So we really work on helping people to get to that. So that's something else that we're working on. And we'll be having cruises and all kinds of wonderful things happening probably in the next couple of years that we've been talking about. So something we don't really talk about on the radio too much. But hey, we're talking about it today. There you go.
There you go.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, hoo-hoo. Oh, I have it. Join the hoot and get the loot.
Join the
hoot. That's great.
Well, yeah, we were thinking we would be hooting at sea. How's that sound? That sounds pretty darn fun. You know, to have all kinds of wonderful activities for people to go out there and just like, you know, we were talking about before, the things that I feel good about with myself, the things I feel good about in the world. The way we can all be out there in the world, be making those simple changes in life that we make to have things being doing on there. Oh, and the grand finale is going off at Disneyland. Here we're talking about the the cruise.
And they're shooting fireworks.
And they're shooting major fireworks. Now, major fireworks are going off at the cruise ship here.
So the only people that that can buy tickets are happy people,
mm-hmm.
or at least people that plan to be happy during the time of the cruise.
Yeah, if you're not happy, we jump you overboard. Not really, we're just kidding. But anyway, but I mean, you know, like attracts like. So if you're on it, can you imagine on being on a ship, being on a cruise, where your whole thought form is basically to be in a place of gratitude and happiness and joy? Wouldn't that be a great trip? That'd be an awesome trip.
Been there.
There you go. Everybody's just having appreciation for one another and just having a good time with what they like to do. That's very, very cool. So we're in the beginning preliminary stages of that, looking for people who would want to come on and be supporting the program and getting it going. So there you go. We're going to have tattooing, you know, happening on the cruise, so Mr. Jamie can be.
That's already happened. I mean, something to that effect. They do have there's a association of tattoo artists that generally have a convention every year, and they've had cruises. But that's a cool idea, though. I like your idea.
Right.
Gloria will be healing.
Yeah, Gloria will be doing her workshop with her meditation, and she's got her wand, so we'll be doing some wand therapy.
We've got some major meditation processes. We'll get people, you know how many people get so cold and they have so much trepidation at the same time? We've got a meditation that will handle taking people to a place where their feet and their fingers, you know how your fingers and toes get cold all the time? So the meditation will make it so that you no longer get cold. It's a kind of a shift in your awareness. And within that relaxation process, we can then take them into a place where there is no fear, zero anxiety, and total peace and calm with every single moment that they have Jamie working on them.
Oh, my gosh,
wow,
that's
there
awesome.
We go.
Yeah. That's it. You know, so sign up today for Who's Cruise. We'll be leaving right away. Here we go.
Yeah.
First, yes, that's right.
We're
we have
going
to
Puerto Vallarta. We're going
first.
To do the big youth turn around with the Puerto Vallarta cruise. There you go.
That's cool. I don't know. We might do the Long Beach to Catalina. No, because the whole idea is just being around, you know,
yeah.
kind of hanging out in the ocean.
It's true.
You know, and the ocean is such, being in water is such a powerful connector to so much when it comes to energy. It's just such a...
Have you ever done the cruise from Long Beach to Catalina?
I have not.
It is not a cruise.
It's not a
cruise. It is a bump and jostle trip.
Oh, okay. Well, then we don't want to do that one. Okay.
Right.
That's one thing Kathy was saying, too. She doesn't want to be on a cruise where you're feeling like you're tossed and turned, which makes a sense on a certain level, because I know when we were going to Hawaii between the islands, especially from, I think it was Maui going to Kauai, there's such current between the islands that they really were warning everybody that, you know, it was going to be a rough trip, even though it was, like, I think only about 45 miles or something. It was, you know, quite a, you know, a lot of current and stuff that was happening between them. So we definitely want to make it so. We'll be taking that into consideration.
Oh, I saw in Long Beach coming up next week or something,
uh-huh.
there's a club that's going to swim from Catalina to Long Beach.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
There you go. They're going to cover themselves with Crisco before they leave, right?
They must.
Be warm or whatever, so they can hold their heat. Can you imagine that? What it
wouldn't
takes
they wear, like, a sweatsuit or something, I imagine, too?
Maybe. I
like
bet you they
have to be heavy. You mean a wetsuit? You probably have a wetsuit.
Yeah.
I bet you they're wearing a wetsuit.
I heard sweatsuit.
They wear their leisure suit.
A wet sweatsuit.
Wet leisure suit. I don't know. I don't think they're going to last too long in the water. One of those guys. But anyway, I think it's going to be way too heavy. But there you go. You know, the lure goes a long way. Well, how far is that between Catalina and Long Beach?
26 miles.
Oh, 26 miles. That's right. They actually have a song that says that for the Catalina cruise thing goes on there.
Yeah, and they say cruise, but it's a ferry service, and it's how fast can we get you there?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they have two different kinds of boat rides over there. They have the slow boat, and then they've got the speed boat.
And then they've got My Way, which is helicopter 15 minutes.
Here we go. Miss Kathy's just going to go in a helicopter.
So I've done that a couple of times.
She's done that a couple of times.
Well, that'd be so fun to have your scuba gear on and have them take you on the helicopter and just go.
That's right. That would be good. That would be kind of cool. I wonder if you could parasail. How about parasailing from Long Beach to Catalina?
As long as you
That would take a long time, wouldn't it?
That would take a long time.
It would take a long time to parasail. Yeah, we were all talking about the other day about that we would love to do, and I said parasailing. I thought that would be such a wonderful trip. So, Gabby's going to hold it to me. She's going to hold it.
No,
so,
I'm
going to
take you on
he's
it.
He's
going to
take me to go parasailing
when
they
say,
so that'll have to
be. So, because they do that in Balboa.
Yeah, Balboa and things like that. So maybe that would be something else. Invite everybody to think about, you know, what's that bucket list of things that you want to do before you kick the bucket? You know, what would you want to be doing with different kinds of stuff?
That's right. And now you guys, everybody who is not Robin and Kathy, will put on their bucket list a strawberry cave ice mountain.
The world's largest snow cone and Guppy. At the Guppy house. So there you go. Yeah, we can take that off our bucket list. But, you know, we have a new one now. We're going for the big one with the three scoops and, you know, you two for $25.99 can have the world's largest snow cone. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're getting down to our last few seconds here. We really want to thank everybody who came to check us out tonight. And please go ahead and leave any kind of messages you'd like at the Transformation-Cafe. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week and keeping up with laughter and love
keeping it from a spiritual perspective.
This
sounds
has
good.
Been
everybody
another wonderful
safe.
Evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. It's not so great, you don't think? Think she did better tonight?
No, that wasn't why.
That wasn't?
You started it.
No, I didn't start it.
You didn't?
The intro.
No, yeah, I'm saying the exit, the closing.
Right, but
you started
the intro she did live, right?
Yeah, that was
I thought she did a really good job tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm tired. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed it tonight. Oh, yeah, you do, huh? So, we almost got to the show without Easter assignments. That was funny. Okay, so this thing with Stacy is called Awaken Eternal Wisdom.
Huh?
Awaken your heart, soul, intuition, and power.
Oh.
Living your life in an enriching, resourceful, and fulfilling way.
Woo!
So the certificate for energetic healing and spiritual coaching will be given at the end of the course.
Oh, so you're going to have a certificate for spiritual coaching?
Yeah.
You could be a spiritual coach?
Wasn't my plan.
Why not?
But sure, why not? Oh, you know what? From now on, any class I take or anybody that says anything about being a such and such or successfully a such and such, I'm definitely going to ask them right away. First hour, what they reported on their income last year.
What?
To see how successful they are.
Oh.
You know? And if you ever work with a financial planner, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to be successful in order to take care of your own money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am. Because I was thinking about this guy. I got an email from him today. He impressed me so much, I can't think of his name.
Wow, you're really impressing me. Your name is.
They kept talking about how he was so successful. But I think what happened was I think he bought a bunch of property and then property values went down and then he went down on the tube. So he thought he was a big shot at 19 and then he got humbled.
That's good.
So, but yeah, he kept talking about how rich he was. Anyway, now I am.
Well, that's one thing, too, that, you know, to be a millionaire nowadays, especially depending on where you're getting your income, doesn't necessarily mean much.
No.
Because you can have, yeah, because it's a matter of being on paper, you have a lot of money,
right.
But that doesn't mean you have working capital.
Right.
Yeah, and it could got everything tied up in, you know.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
That's like Donald Trump drove by.
That's why I was really talking about the other day when we were doing our stuff was that passive income. That's
right.
What I want our passive income to be like 60% of what we do.
So,
and yeah. That's important.
Yeah. We'll see. Oh, do you want to check $57,000?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
For I was thinking today as I was driving that I need my particular cash flow game,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to be out of town. I'm not going to feel like doing that on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of saying, everybody was ready.
Mm-hmm.
I think when a good time would be that.
Okay.
Because that's all about passive income.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he who dies with the most passive income wins.
Mm-hmm.
When your passive income, the way it works is when your passive income exceeds your expenses, then you go from the rat race to the fast.
Oh.
in the game.
There you go.
So.
No, I picked a long one.
Those guys were really jumping on the wagon with the cruise, weren't they?
Yeah.
I know. I was like,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we could do it. I think we could get a spot. An opportunity,
sure.
On one of the carnivals that go down in Sonata.
Sure.
The 4-day cruise.
Yeah.
Because you know, have you been on one before where you went with a group?
I've been doing Ensenada, but it was a turnaround. It's like a 1-day thing.
Yeah, I did that one, that 14-hour one.
Yeah.
And it took me 2 days to recover.
Yeah.
It was fun though.
It wasn't rocky or, you know.
No, I just drank too much. I couldn't. I have a picture of that, too. Me and
thank
a,
you,
a friend, a guy friend. So I went looking for guys, went looking for girls.
Did he find any?
I don't remember. I drank too much.
Okay.
We spent the night. I think when we got off the ship, we had booked a room at one of the hotels. So we slept at a long time. I was young too. No,
drinking enough water.
27. Oh. Yeah, didn't drink enough water. Didn't know that. Do that. It was hard. So anyway, I went on a cruise, the 4-day Ensenada one,
mm-hmm.
a couple of years ago, and we went with our. We were, Sabre and I were taking line dancing at the time,
mm-hmm.
and our line dance teacher was. Was going as a group. I mean, she sponsored the group.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, she started selling reservations for it, for
mm-hmm.
her group, and then we all sat together at the dining table, and they also gave us, we had line dance lessons
mm-hmm.
each day,
mm-hmm.
and
well, the room they gave them an instruction room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a little stage on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I think it was more like a nightclub in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also gave us a cocktail party.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So they cater to groups because
mm-hmm.
then they get more people on that way.
Sure.
So I think that's an avenue that we could look into rather than saying, oh, well, that whole cruise ship.
Yeah.
Which
we will, but there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
To start, you know,
yeah.
we
yeah.
can get used to it that way.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that Mike Dooley was promoting a cruise.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. On one of his last things, he was talking about how him and his brother Andy and then a couple of their friends were going to do a cruise.
Mm-hmm. So, probably the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a group. Like
right.
That.
Right. So that he was selling the whole thing of having a program that they were going to have on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. And they would probably be pretty happy too.
Mm-hmm.
Where was it at?
I think they were doing it out of Florida because
okay.
that's where they live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because
it's
from
Florida.
They did in my
slash Andy Dooley.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'd be fun.
Okay, if you're like fun, American,
yeah,
that's
what I'm
you know,
and especially Mike's totally into the, you know, you can tell he's, like I said, this is
yeah.
Because they like to sit there and just milk it.
I was
like, let's milk this, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it great to have permission to do that?
Yeah.
Now, that's what I love about it.
Yeah. You're okay.
Well, I've done that before, but I mean, now I'm like, seeing the power in that. Like, one thing I've been really realizing is Abraham, no, I had so many people just really want to make me feel bad about being happy. Being like, you're a cliff bunny, you're a joy agent, you're me and your dad.
Okay.
I'm like, well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I came in like that. And I didn't, you know.
Right.
But I let laughter and all that basically buffer.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm at that point where,
yeah.
you know,
know, you can't get me.
No.
Because I'm doing my own joy thing. And I know the beauty of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be there.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, you want me to forget her at Disneyland?
Mom! Oh, yeah. I'm like halfway home.
Oh, I got to put my clothes in the dryer. And it was just as well not having the dryer on.
Hi, what you doing? How far before that starts?
Starts at 10:30.
Okay. So, yeah, so I should just wait, not even there till 11. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, it starts at 10:30, and it's going to probably be a 20-minute show. Well, you don't have to go to the tram, just go down to Disney. Just go to downtown Disney. Okay, well, I'll head out here from at 11, and then when I get there, I'll just go downtown, and then I'll meet you guys out there by the early first time. Okay, have fun. Love you too. Bye. So they tried to go see World of Color, and they basically shipped them away. They were in a wrong location. If you can't see in here, you have to move.
Oh, I don't want to.
Dude.
Riverside into another pond. Okay, so are you there?
doing Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness.